We really want to honor Dr. King's legacy of civil disobedience and promote and support the economic justice.
Eric Talbot is a second grade teacher at Cuba Rushford Central Schools. At today's march, participants will be asking for full funding for public education, as well as support of an increase in the state's minimum wage. Talbot says they will begin at 11 this morning at Olean High School and march to the offices of State Senator Catherine Young and Assemblyman Joseph Giglio.
And they both plan on addressing the crowd at their office.
Did anything in the governor's State of the State and budget address seem promising to you? Do you think it's real? Do you think there will be more funding on the horizon?
The governor proposed and what the Board of Regents had asked for are two vastly different numbers. It will definitely be, I know there's the battle ahead between the Senate and the Assembly, along with the governor, as they sort out the budget process. But hopefully along the way, they're able to come a lot closer to what the Board of Regents had recommended for funding for education.
Talbot hopes their message is heard by Governor Cuomo.
Our schools have faced a shortage in funding with the GEA. And because of that, you know, we've lost many teachers. Different subject areas have suffered as far as, like, you know, your libraries, arts, and music. Those subjects you'd love to have your students be a part of, but schools are short on funding.
Eric, what is your message to Governor Cuomo from Olean, New York, as a teacher on the front lines?
Please continue to listen to the Board of Regents and to what many in the Assembly and Senate would have to say, that our schools need more funding. We need to take a step back from the governor's proposals last year and adjust even further from what the Board of Regents they proposed and continue on.
The march will conclude at Lincoln Park and Union and East State Streets, and the rally begins. It will include speakers from the Coalition for Economic Justice, Episcopal Church, and NYSUTS. Talbot expects teachers, parents, and students, along with some community members, to join in their activism effort, hoping their message will be heard by Governor Cuomo. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.